Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2021. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the July official broadcast, leading tonight's broadcast, Presidential Comment. Reporting from Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and panari. In August, Annalise will have been with NZART for a year. Having started as an assistant to Debbie at NZART HQ, the job has now morphed into an almost full-time position for AREC. So well done. NZART Council has completed a new policy for people visiting NZART headquarters in Upper Hutt. The details are on the NZART website under policies and in the next issue of Break-In out soon. A proposal was put forward by a South Island group for the next conference, but they have since withdrawn from hosting the conference in 2022. Therefore, a team of volunteers on behalf of NZART will run the conference in Wellington next year. Very shortly, the venue will be booked and dates will be confirmed. You can start thinking of travel and accommodation requirements after this. ELG, or the Engineering Licensing Group, will now be publishing all repeater, beacon and fixed links applications on the NZART website. These details will appear from time to time as they are made available. This will provide a faster turnaround of notice than info line or break-in can provide. Details of all applications will still be published in break-in in due course as a permanent record. Links are on the NZART website. Also on the matter of updates, the ZL Beacons details are also available on the website and in the next break-in. All information or feedback to John, ZL2TWS, on this list so that the most up-to-date information can be made available. Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, is stepping aside from the role of NZART ALO, or Administration Liaison Officer, at the end of July 2021. Don has been in this role for well over 12 years, and the time is right to move on. Don will transition the role across to two new people, namely Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, and Richard Harkett, ZL2FY. Stuart will be well known to many of you as the immediate past president of NZART, as well as several other roles he has done for NZART. Richard, Central Region Councillor, has come from a radio background as well, with his biography and past break-ins giving his experience. The 33-centimetre band plan has been approved recently by NZART Council after a 12-month trial basis. No interference was reported and additional licences have been applied for. Again, details are on the NZART website and in break-in. David Andrews, ZL2SX, has recently become silent key. David was the chairman of the forerunner of ELG, namely FIMTAG, for several years. David was also a life member of NZART, receiving this honour in 2009. David is survived by Jill, also a licensed amateur. NZART's condolences go to Jill and her family. The organising committee for the Oceania DX contest in October are promoting amateurs from ZL and VK to get involved. Last year with COVID, it had the best attendance ever. However, not wishing to be outdone by other countries, we've been asked to step up this year as well to make as many contacts as possible. It is one of the few contests where the world aims their beams down under. Details are on the NZART website. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI.
Greetings, listeners. I'm Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, organiser of the NZART Thanks to Shield contest, dropping in tonight with a summary of this year's Thanks to Shield results. First up, thank you to all who took part in this year's contest. Entrance numbers were about the same as last year, with 19 logs received from 11 of the 17 branches on air. From my analysis of logs, there are around 25 participants in total. Good band conditions on the Saturday and Sunday nights were reported, and a number of repeat entrants exceeded their last year's scores. Conditions for VK contacts are up on last year, with a total of 16 VK contacts claimed by 8 entrants, but they're well down on the 50 VKs logged back in 2017. Here's hoping for a better showing in 2022. To the results and congratulations to a first-time open section winner, John Shaw, ZL1BYZ, with second place to Bill Cousins, ZL3VZ, and in third place, Grant Daniel, ZL2GD. Bill Cousins, 3VZ, is once again the Arthur Stevens South Island Trophy winner this year, with Grant Daniels, ZL2GD, defending his last year's second place, and Jeff Clark, ZL3GA, taking third place. There was an excellent showing of 8 South Island entrants in total. Only one station requested entry to the Transistor Trophy, first time Sangster entrant this year. Congratulations to Don McDonald, ZL3DMC of Branch 68, who also contributed to his branch's success in the Tony Fletcher Award. The Tony Fletcher ZL2ALJ Memorial Trophy Branch Award will, for the first time, head to Branch 68, North Canterbury, this year, with ZL2GD, ZL3GA and ZL3DMC combined scores of 27,580 points. Branch 28 Whangarei was second with 26,100, and Branch 22 Marlborough third with 21,320, where the other qualifying branches were 3 or more entrants. This is only the second time the branch award is headed south since its inception in 1993. Well, that's the key points from this year's Sangster Shield contest. The full report will appear in the next break-in and a future issue of HQ Infoline. As a first-time reporter for the NZART official broadcast, I'm Green Kingston, ZL2KZ in Wellington, saying good night and passing you over to the NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Glenn, and kia ora, everyone. NZART is going digital. Now, what this means to you, our valued member, is that as of the 2023 subscription year, you will no longer receive a paper invoice to renew your annual subscription in the August break-in. You will, however, be able to pay online when you receive an email from NZART advising your membership is due. The usual prompt payment discount will still apply. The new online system will provide you the ability to access your details, make changes to your contact details, and many other user benefits to come, including mobile phone access on the go. However, we need your email address for this to happen. Please forward this to nzart@nzart.org.nz as soon as possible. Even if you think we have this information, please forward to headquarters anyway so we can make sure we have a valid address for you. Family memberships will be required to have a different email address for each member. As you know, the world is changing at a rapid pace. Technology is something to be embraced if we want to stay a viable association that protects Spectrum for all amateurs. Therefore, please supply this information so we are able to test the new membership program and make sure it works for all of us and are completely and 100% satisfied that you remain a valued member of NZART. This move into the digital world has been made possible by ARSC, working in conjunction with NZART, as part of their 3-year project to enhance our ability to provide skilled volunteers, enabling essential communications to support search and rescue, disaster relief, and our community. While on the topic of subscriptions, as I mentioned earlier, your 2022 subscription invoice will be included with your August break-in. Please make sure you don't inadvertently throw this out with the address sheet. Payment can be made direct to our bank account or by credit card. If paying by the latter, please ensure you include the 3-digit number, or the CVV, on the back of your card. And a reminder, email me your email addresses, please. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story takes us to Europe, where nations in the western part of the continent have suffered disastrous flooding. As Newsline went to production, amateur radio operators were on alert and awaiting word on possible deployment. Ed Durant, DD5LP, tells us more.
as record rainfall and some of the worst flooding in decades devastated an area in the west of Europe, amateur radio operators stood by to help. As the death toll rose and the search continued for those missing, Germany took the worst hit. Belgium, Luxembourg and the Netherlands suffered, with Belgium holding a national day of mourning on July 21st. In part of Belgium where water submerged an antenna vital for crisis communication, Hams stepped up to volunteer in three provinces. Meanwhile, as the European Civil Protection Mechanism was activated, the Dutch Amateur Radio Emergency Service, the Belgian Amateur Radio Emergency Service and the Emergency Communications Unit of the DARC awaited word as to whether additional communications help would be needed. Greg Mossop, G0DUB, Emergency Communications Coordinator in IARU Region 1, told Newsline in a recent email that Germany's deployment of soldiers to assist in relief efforts bolstered the Technische Hilfswerk, the nation's civil protection organisation, which had thousands of volunteers working to remedy the physical damage. Greg told Newsline that the situation continued to evolve as bursting rivers damaged power and telecommunications networks, along with bridges. An update on the IARU Region 1 website said, quote, "This emergency will last for some time as infrastructure is repaired and the threat from damaged dams and more rainfall is reduced," end quote. Meanwhile, in Germany's southeast, water flowing down from the Alps stirred mudslides and overflowing rivers, causing yet another disaster area. Casualties were reported to be less than those affected in the northwest. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5 LP.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's time for WARO News, and a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. WARO has had a change of name and format, and I'm here to tell you about these changes. Early last year, WARO Executive made the decision that WARO go into recess until a special meeting of members could be held to determine the future of WARO. That special meeting was held during NZART conference in Napier this year, and a decision was adopted by all present that WARO change to a club format, after the style of the Old Timers Club, with a small committee to look after the group affairs. So the changes are that WARO as it was will cease and be replaced by the WARO YL group. All members of WARO as at the 1st of June will become members of this group. One informal meeting will be held per year during NZRT conference, and there'll be no annual fees, but donations will be received from members at the annual meeting. The bulletin newsletter will continue to go out 3 or 4 times a year, depending on the amount of copy received by the editor. New membership applications are welcome and should be sent to Topsy, ZL2LS, at scott@tasman.net. The Monday night YLNet on the national system will continue, as will the Sunday night YLNet, and YLs will continue to get together at various sales and amateur radio events during the year. Items of interest to YLs may appear in the break-in magazine and on the official broadcast from time to time. Chairperson Topsy, ZL2LS, Secretary Val, ZL2FO, and Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF, were nominated and elected by those at the meeting to oversee these changes. It's regrettable that WARO will not be celebrating its 60th birthday next year, but we hope that members of the new WARO YL group will step up to give the help and support that is needed for the group to continue for the benefit of YLs in New Zealand. Lastly, a reminder about the Australian YLs ALARA HF contest, which is being held on the 28th and 29th of August. It's open to all licensed amateurs, both YLs and OMs. Details and rules are in the July 2021 bulletin and the ALARA website, which is www.alara.org.au. This contest is usually well supported by ZLYLs and is a lot of fun. That's all for now, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20, NZART. Here's some early information of their table sale due to be held in October. The date for the sale will be Saturday the 2nd of October, starting 7:30 a.m. for sellers and 9 a.m. for buyers and the general public. And the venue? Well, it will be at the usual venue, which is at the Longburn Community Hall, 17 Nairi Street in Longburn. Full tables are $25 or $15 for a half table. For further details, contact Ryan Warner, ZL2RKW, or Peter Moore, ZL2AUB. And by email, the contact is tablesale, all one word, at zl2ko.org.nz. That's tablesale at zl2ko.org.nz. And there'll be full details also in the next HQ info line, which is due out on Sunday, the 1st of August. So that's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's table sale on Saturday, the 2nd of October. Now to Wellington Branch 50, NZART. There will be a shared workshop on Sunday, the 1st of August, from 1 to 3pm at the QTH of John, ZL2XJ, which is 9 Ridley Green in Churton Park. The topic will be various approaches to knowing whether a band is open. And on Sunday, the 15th of August, there will be a general meeting from 1 to 3pm at the Waitoe Maker Hive Meeting Room, that's at Johnsonville Library. Bob Morris, ZL2AVM, will give a talk derived from research on a book he's currently preparing for print. And down to the South Island, North Canterbury Branch 68, NZART, will be holding a midwinter dinner in early August. Members in Branch 68 and surrounding branches are warmly invited. The date is Sunday the 1st of August, starting midday at the Gardens Restaurant, which is at 110 Marshlands Road in Shirley. If you'd like to go, then please contact Don McDonald, ZL3DMC, and Don's email address is scanner379@gmail.com. That's scanner379@gmail.com. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 29th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for July 2021. Good night, everyone. Good night now.